I'm Gary Lee.
I'm Harlan Hutchison.
And it is a rapid-paced attack of local sports and Double H. Man, you got to do the Grizzly home opener basketball game. It's hard to believe it's basketball season.
Well, November 1st, that's the kickoff for the Grizzly basketball season, and it starts with games this week. In fact, we have from, as we record this on Wednesday, well, going back to Tuesday, from Tuesday through next Monday, we have four basketball games. Grizzlies won their first game last night at home against Linkier Prep. It should be mentioned, Grizzlies won the game 71-51. That is not the same team that they scrimmaged here last week that beat them by one. They've got a couple different teams. So this was, I believe, the younger of the two, and the Grizzlies jumped out to a 3-0 lead, got behind 7-3, and next thing you know, they were up by about 15 points, but the Grizzlies pulled away late in the game. Linkier has a couple of players, but the Grizzlies won that game. We got to see a lot of different things in the first game. Aiden Garrett got to shoot the ball quite a bit, and we're going to see him shoot the ball a lot this year. Trey White is the best player on the team all around, and we got to see the talents of some of the freshmen, and we've got some very good freshmen. By the time January gets here, we should have, injuries notwithstanding, a pretty good group.
So the feeling right now after one game, optimistic?
Well, we won. True. Outside of that, who knows?
Yeah.
We've got another game with Missouri Baptist on Friday afternoon at 5. That won't tell us anything. We won't know anything until we play on Sunday against Northern Oklahoma Tonkawa. That'll be played at Oklahoma City. They're normally pretty good, so if we can win a road game against them, that'd be all right.
Well, the 22-7 MSU West Plains Lady Grizzly volleyball team, number 6 in the rankings, they're headed to the Midwest District Tournament. And Harlan, you got to sit down and talk with Coach Paula Wiedemann about, and it's posted online as well, that whole interview. You can check it out at OzarkRadioNews.com sports section. But talking about how it was a process, you know, it was kind of bumpy, but then they straightened things out and they've been rolling.
They haven't lost a match in I don't know how long. It's been quite a while. I think Trinity may have been the last team to beat them, but yes. that was literally months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And right now they are the Region 16 champions. They actually lost a set, 1-4. They beat Jefferson College and win the district championship. So now they're on the road. They'll be going to the Midwest B District. That'll be played in, I believe, Vincennes, Indiana, is where that's going to be played over the weekend. And so we're looking forward to that. And then, of course, if the Grizzlies win out on Sunday, win both their matches, then they'll play in the national tournament. That's an automatic ticket. If they lose, they still, because the new rankings had them as high as number 6 this week, good chance they'll get an at-large berth.
Well, what they're playing for right now is a better seed in that national tournament.
That would help, but, you know, getting in the tournament. And here's another thing. This team from MSU West Plains, I believe, may be good enough to win the national championship this year. And so just getting in is the main thing. And it doesn't really matter who they play, especially playing at home where they've been really, really good this year.
Now looking at some more local high school sports that's going on. First off, a big shout out, congratulations to the West Plains Zizzer swim team. They took third place finish at the Southwest Missouri Championships over this past weekend. The team came home with 8 medals and broke 5 school records. So congratulations. But coming up Friday night, the West Plains Zizzers will be hosting Monette. It's the Monette Cubs.
Cubs.
Right? And, you know, Big 8, they're in that Big 8 conference, I believe. And
which is not very good overall.
Overall, you know, you got Lamar, Cassville, a few.
Outside of Lamar, I don't see anyone that really impresses
Seneca.
Anybody. Well, Seneca, yeah. Seneca's pretty good.
You know, Seneca and Lamar, pretty good, Cassville, but you know, it's that time of year right now because we have been doing this long enough. We've seen it happen. A team can come in and knock you off your apple cart if you're not focused and ready to roll.
Monette's not going to beat West Plains.
I don't think so either.
So what's the big deal?
Well, I'm just trying to fire people up, you know. The Liberty Eagles will host the...
If you want to bet me on that, call me.
Yeah, call us. I'll get it on that,
we'll
too.
Take some of that,
yeah,
money.
We'll take some of that. The Stratford Indians will head to the Nest to take on the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles in Class 2.
That might be a game till halftime.
It ain't going to be a game. I'll take bets on that, too, if anybody out there wants to throw any cash.
Here we are wagering on
Yeah,
the
we
radio.
Are. Here we are. Well, what is that that's on there? All these sports channels now and Blues. And,
oh, yeah, we're Bally Sports.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Now, here's an interesting game right here. Mountain Grove in Houston. That's going to be played at Mountain Grove. Houston's big. They're a power team. They're a run. They're not, you know, they're just going to grind it out. Mountain Grove is balanced. I like Mountain Grove's chances, but I don't think you need to just discount the Houston Tigers and what they can do, you know, if they got it clicking.
Well, you've seen them both play. Yeah. I haven't seen either one of them play, so I'm just going to stay quiet.
The Thayer Bobcats will travel to Marionville. Now, they got their hands full, but here's what's really weird, and we see this happen all the time. Thayer didn't have the best of record battling through the SCA. The Cabool Bulldogs didn't have a real good record battling through the SCA. They get into the districts.
That's different.
A lot different. You know, they're both like, you know, 6 seed, 5 seed, and they just destroy their opponent.
If you can get a hold of one of those teams from the southwest corner of the state, you know, over there, Sarcoxie and over in that general area,
yeah,
those teams, by and large, are generally not as good
physical
as the teams from this part of the state. And like you said, I've seen teams with very poor records go that direction and play at Pierce City or at Sarcox and just really be physically dominant teams. They didn't always win, but they were obviously more physical than those teams over there. It's just a different kind of football they play.
Yeah, absolutely. And just around the corner, Harlan touched on the fact that it's basketball season with the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies. High school basketball will get underway on Ozark Radio Sports the day after Thanksgiving, which is the 25th day of November and the 26th at the Van Buren Shootout. Which is going to be a big day, and there's going to be a lot of basketball that will be on the airways as we will be covering, you know, several teams. But Friday at, I believe, our first broadcast is at 10:30 in the morning, Summersville and Greenville. Summersville is much, much, much improved. They had a pretty good run last year. And then noon, Woodland will play Eminence. 6 p.m., the Van Buren girls play the Oran girls. And we'll go back to Oran because I know it's brewing. And the nightcap will be a 7:30 game. Van Buren plays Gideon. Saturday, Winona takes on Donovan at 4. At 5:30, East Carter plays Alton. And then Van Buren and Willow Springs at 7 p.m. All those games will be broadcast. There's many more games that will be played at the Current River Challenge. Now, Harlan and I, we've been blessed to be able to partake in, I don't know, the last 7 years of Final Four basketball. And one of the funniest things that, and the Oran fans probably don't think it's very funny, but one of the funniest things I've witnessed in a long time, you know, there was a really good player and a good team. Greenwood. Is it Greenwood Preparatory School or what? Or just...
Greenwood. It's not a prep school. It's, what do they call it? I'll think of the terminology here in a minute, but it's Greenwood High School.
Greenwood High School.
Labs. It's a lab school.
That's it. That's right. And the young man that was...
Mohammed.
May be one of the top five best high school basketball players I've watched. Probably like one or two. We got to see Otto Porter as well, which was really good.
Well, he went to the school that Otto Porter went to. He went to Georgetown, did he not?
Yes. So anyway, Greenwood is just kind of laying the wood to Oran in the boys' championship game. And the Oran fans...
Why are we talking about this?
Well, because it's funny.
I've been trying to scrub this from my mind ever since I saw it. They're the worst sports, the worst group of fans I've ever seen in my life.
Wow, boy, they were loud and obnoxious.
If your kid acted like all of them, why, they'd be grounded until they were 25. I mean, just horrible. Just horrible. But that was a few years ago.
That was a few years ago. And that's the thing about high school sports. Every year it's a new group of parents and they move on and they go. Oran has had a great tradition of great athletics, you know, throughout the years. So, you know. But that was just a funny moment that I will always remember because Greenwood was so good, it really didn't matter. There was nothing you could do. They could do, for sure. But, hey, how about this? The champion Class 5 girls basketball team, the West Plains Lady Zizzers, they're going to be in action. And that's just around the corner as well. And they just lost one player, H. Just one.
Yeah, they just lost one. The best player in the state of Missouri. That's all.
That's right. But, you know, they've got Ashton Judd, who is now a Missouri Lady Tiger.
I saw her on TV last night.
Yeah.
A promo for Lady Tiger basketball up there. And she, that's such a great thing. She's going to get to play.
She is going to get. And I mean, all of us here in Southern Missouri, you know, in this Gokog area, we need to be very, very proud of Ashton. But, you know, now looking at some of the players that are coming back, Alyssa Joyner.
They're all back.
Yeah, they're all back.
Except
Zoe Williams, Olivia Lawson, Kayla Dixon, Mary Claire Gaughan, Maddie Houston, Hannah Judd, Emily Dawson, Drew Harris. So, man, you know, and they should be pretty doggone good.
Well, you would think so. The team won the state championship last year, lost one player. Granted, it was the best player in the state who carried him in the fourth quarter, but, you know, Coach Womack's going to be pretty much loaded, and now the question is, who else will he add from the really young kids that are coming up? He's bound to have a freshman or so that, you know, fills that gap,
does.
And that's why they're good every year.
That's right, development. Hey, there you go, fastest few minutes in sports. I'm Gary Lee.
I'm Elvis Presley.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and we'll catch you next time.